is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, good friends. This is Pastor Tex Mars of Bible Home Church. Good to be with you again. Why do we name ourselves that? Well, we put the Bible first. It's the Word of God. And we believe that God is the master and the Lord of, should be, of every home. And we believe that God's church is going to prevail against all odds. It's going to be victorious. So what better name than Bible Home Church? We have a song for you today. This is from the album Treasured Hymns from Golden Years. I like this. You know, this is a great old song of the faith. He lives. He lives. And I'm telling you, my friends, you believe that and you will never fail. We're going to have this song for you. And then we're going to have another in our series of talks about the prophecies in the letters of Paul. And now, He lives.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always there. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. The Father is so loving, so good and narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
He lives,
He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me
at the same time, quote me on this, friends, quote me. I want to be quoted. I'll take the heat. I believe that we will, if we are alive, be caught up in the air when that trumpet sounds, that last trumpet, and when the voice of the archangel cries out, and we'll meet Jesus. And even before we go up, those who died before us that know Christ Jesus, died in Christ, that are simply asleep, they will rise to be with Jesus. And we'll have that great meeting in the air. I believe that. I believe in the catching up of the saints. And if that's the way you believe about the rapture, then I believe in the rapture. But if it's not the way you believe, if you don't believe what these scriptures, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, say to you, what I've just read to you, then I say you're ignorant and you need to get with it and you need to study God's word. Now, turn with me again, my friends, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we've talked about when we will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then there will never be a time, my friends, it's clear here, that we will be apart from the Lord. Isn't that true? It says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, isn't that good news? And doesn't that comfort you to know that? Wow. What a feeling of joy, satisfaction, and love that we're going to have to be with the Lord forever. Now, let's go on to chapter 5 because there's some astonishing things here I want to tell you about. Paul continues, he says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He says, I don't have to tell you about when this is going to happen, when you're going to be caught up in the air and the dead are going to come out of their graves and we're going to meet Jesus in the air. He says, hey, I don't have to write to you about that and tell you about it because you know perfectly well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now, I want you to consider that, my friends. If you knew when the thief was going to come, you'd make sure your house was locked and you're in there safely. You've already called up the police in advance, 911, and said the thief is on his way, and you'll probably have an arsenal waiting for him. I mean, you'll have, you know, armed guards and everything in that house just waiting. And the minute that thief arrives at the door, you'll just blast him to smithereens. And if you don't, well, the cops will be pulling up with 20 squad cars right out there, wouldn't they? But that's not the way thieves and burglars and murderers come to you, is it? They come to you as a thief in the night. Now, Jesus Christ is certainly not a thief or a burglar, but he uses the same analogy. If you believe that a thief in the night comes secretly and privately to take things away from you, well, Jesus Christ is going to come to take you away from this earth. And he's going to do it quietly. He's going to do it in such a way that no one ever thought it would happen. That's why the more people give me a time and a date and say, I know when Jesus is coming. Oh, I get letters all the time here. Many people have figured it out mathematically. Oh, yeah. They've got it in the Bible, and they say, well, now it's going to happen on the Jewish festival of Rosh Hashanah. And since Jesus was born this date and this date and this date, and we go to the Jewish calendar, and then they figure it all out mathematically, and they must just work overtime for days on end. And they're brilliant men sometimes. They just send me the most astonishing things. And they can make it almost appear like that's the date. And you know, some of these false teachers have got people so wrought up and caught up in this, they sell all their possessions and they say, I don't need anything anymore, but Jesus is coming on such and such a date. I know that. I don't need any goods anymore. I quit my job. I sold my cars and everything. Well, I don't know why they would sell anything. What are they going to do with the money? I've never quite figured that one out. Why would they would sell everything? Why don't they just leave it? In fact, why don't they just give it away? I guess they want to make sure they got a nice bank account. I wonder if they just don't want to take a little sabbatical leave or vacation. That's why they quit their job. They're just lazy bums. But they blame it on Jesus. Yeah, I know when Jesus is coming again. So I got to quit my job. What? Quit your job? What for? Why not work until the day you're gone? I like the man who was asked what he was going to be doing when Jesus came. He said, well, I'll probably just be working in my garden. He was a retired man. Didn't have a job except to work in his garden in back of his house. I'm going to work in my garden until the day Jesus comes. I like that man. Better yet, how about working in the garden of good? How about working out there harvesting souls for Jesus rather than roses and chrysanthemums? Wouldn't that be marvelous? Wouldn't it be great that when you're in heaven, you have friends and neighbors who come up to you and loved ones who say, you're the reason I'm here. Brother or sister, you made it possible by telling me about the Lord. Your labors in the garden for Jesus, telling people about your witness and about the blood of the Lamb, that's why I'm here. Now that really would be spectacular. What a testimony you would have. And it would last for eternity. But if you don't have any of those crowns built up here on earth, well, you may get to heaven anyway, so as by fire, but I mean, you just make it by the skin of your teeth, so to speak, right? Well, that wouldn't be so nice, but at least you do make it. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, as a thief in the night. And let me tell you, my friends, it's going to be when people least expect it. A lot of people said to me, Y2K, that's it. Jesus Christ is coming again. All things will end. And I did my best. I preached. I said, well, we may have some problems with Y2K, but I guarantee you it's not going to be the end of the world. Now, I've been accused of saying that Y2K was going to be the end of everything. I don't know where people got that. They still are accusing me of that. I read stuff on the internet all the time. Tex Mars is a false prophet because he predicted Y2K would end everything. Now, anyone who got any of my audio tapes or videos during that period or read my newsletters, I said very clearly that wouldn't be the end of things. I mean, that was a date when so many people were predicting, oh, this is it, the dawning of the new millennium, Jesus will come again, or the end of the world will, I mean, all these great calamities. And I said, wait just a minute, there may be some problems, and let's do prepare. Let's be smart about this, just in case. But don't think the end is coming, no way. Why? You see, my friends, I'm a contrarian. I think Jesus people are contrary to what the world says. The world says the world will end. I say, no. Now, when the world starts saying the world will not end, listen to me closely, when the false teachers and all the others say, you're not going to be caught up in the air to be with the Lord, you're going to be right here on earth. There's not going to be an end to all things. Jesus isn't coming again. That's silly stuff. That's for those, you know, fundamentalist hillbillies who have those bumper stickers that say, you know, honk if you love Jesus, or I'm going up in the rapture. Oh, that's for those stupid old hillbilly fundamentalists. You don't have to believe that stuff. Let's be more progressive and more educated and literate and intelligent. We're all going to get together here, all we Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and Christians, and we're going to build this world into a great paradise, into the new world order, and we'll all have love and harmony and prosperity, and we'll have world peace through the United Nations, and everybody will receive a biochip, and so we can get rid of the terrorists and the drug kingpins, and oh, it'll be so glorious when we all come together as one. That's what Satan's people will say. And you know, the more people say that, the more I get excited. I say, ooh, that's good, that's good. That's good. Why? Because it's a lie. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm a contrarian. When all the world starts saying everything is full of peace and safety, I'm telling you, then destruction is about to come. If they all say war, horror, I just go ho-hum. But when they all start saying wonderful things, the paradise is coming, peace and safety, I'm telling you, my friends, you better get ready for Jesus coming again. Now, let me prove that to you. Verse 3 of chapter 5 of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." The world's going to be saying peace and safety. It could be that after we destroy a number of terrorists now in George W. Bush's war on terrorism, people will say, now, finally, we can have peace and safety. When the Antichrist comes, certainly, and says we shall have peace after this calamity of the Middle East and the horrible things in the world, and maybe a nuclear exchange has occurred, now we can have peace and safety. We will have a United Nations. We will have disarmament throughout the world and gun registration to make sure of disarmament. And then we will have harmony, love, peace. But you see, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. No Jesus, no Prince, no peace. And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on the prophecies and the letters of Paul.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.